So thank you, Don. I mean, that was great information and some good points to remember as we go forward. We also wanted to remind you of the protection of our crucible. We have the environment of the crucible itself, which contains, of course, many refined energetics that assist us in holding the frequencies of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. I don't know if you were aware that last year, just before the end of the conference, the four archangels, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael, took positions around our crucible in that diamond shape configuration and created an energetic field that has remained active. This is a very high frequency band. We also have at our disposal the Ring of Fire that was put in place last year in Hawaii surrounding our crucible. And I will remind you to consciously stand in the Ring of Fire and ask that anything that prevents you from operating to your highest intent be transformed by the fire. I also encourage you to take advantage of the Ring of Fire at any time, not only when you're entering the crucible. It is there in place for you. Now, Metatron has assured us that the crucible is well protected and that the reptilians will not test these four archangels. However, we as individuals must also remain aware and use our discernment. To further assist us, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, an energetic, I'll call it a bubble for lack of a better description, was put in place for our entire group. This also applies to you as an individual as you move throughout your daily life. It goes where you go. So this bubble serves as another protective layer, yes, but its true purpose was intended to help us hold the energetics that have been given over the last few weeks in a more stable environment for you to use as the individual. Again, as you maneuver through your daily life. And this will remain in place until we gather in Nina. So now, please join me in welcoming Metatron, who will speak with us. And then we will open up the lines for questions and comments.